located on U.S. 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers. Hey, everybody. Welcome on into the show. Second half hour on this holy Good Friday, March 29th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line is candidate for the Republican U.S. Senate, the only one who has turned in their signatures so far. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell's on the line. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you? And happy Good Friday to you.
Yeah, same to you. We are having a blessed Friday. I'm asking all of my guests, and this is kind of a little curveball I'm going to throw at you. Let's see how good a curveball hitter you are. I'm asking all my guests today and special sponsors and people on the program to share their story about their religious beliefs, who they are, what do they believe in. If you want to give your testimony, feel free to do so. But that's basically what we're asking people to do today.
I love it, Randy, because if we go into the Easter holiday and not recognize that, we've really missed what the Easter resurrection holiday is about. So, Trucker, I was a child when I came to know the Lord as my Savior. I went to Vacation Bible School and started going to the church after VBS. So a big plug-in for those people and those adults that keep pushing VBS. It's where it is because of VBS that I am where I am today. So it's through Vacation Bible School. And Trucker, one of the things that the Lord really revealed to me, even as a young child, is that he has a whole lot of kids, but he has no grandkids, meaning that each one of us need to come to faith by ourselves. And when I was a child and received Jesus Christ as my Savior, he very quickly became my best friend. And I knew that he was my best friend. Back in the days, there was a movie, Courtship of Eddie's Father. Not a movie, a program, after-school program. And it was a story of the father and a single dad and Eddie, his son. And the theme song was, "Let Me Tell You About My Best Friend." Well, as a child, Trucker, I changed all the words to that. And instead of telling you about my best friend, you know, his dad, it was, "Let me tell you about my best friend, J-E-S-U-S. So I started out my relationship young.
Well, you know, and so many people have that similar testimony. Pastor Chatfield talks about it when he was, I believe, 8 or 9. And then he said he, again, when he went to college, he was at another church, and he was compelled to ask for God's forgiveness because maybe during his childhood teenage years, he kind of fell off the wagon a little bit and felt the need to ask for, you know, forgiveness and to be saved again. Is that your journey too, or were you able to stay faithful in that journey ever since you were a young child?
So, Trucker, I always stayed faithful. What I did do, though, my sophomore year of high school, you may recall I told you that I was 14 and I moved out on my own. But when I was 14, I was going to a Baptist church at the time, and I realized that I didn't feel as close to the Lord as I did when I was a child. And when I was a child, he was my run-to. My family was so unstable that it was Jesus and I lock rip. But my sophomore year, it's like, you know what? I don't feel as close. Where is he? Retrospectively, what I realized is that the innocence of my childhood and that relationship had grown up and I had matured. So it wasn't, you know, I pictured myself sitting in Daddy God's lap and him holding me. It was more because I had grown. But I did rededicate my life to the Lord. And then my last year of college, and this was probably one of the biggest influential and turning points, my senior year of college, after I was accepted at Baylor Medical School, the Lord showed me I was called to missions. But what I heard Billy Graham speaking, and one of the things he said, if Jesus is not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all. So I realized that an area of my life that I had not surrendered was the relationship with my mom. I had tried so hard to gain her approval that her desire for things that she wanted me to do was interfering with God God's plan for me. And basically, she was so gung-ho on me going into medical school. Some of that was to please mom. And the Lord showed me that that desire was interfering. And that was the first curve, the time that I decided, okay, that I was called into the mission field. And then I was called back to medical school.
Wow. What a journey. That's amazing. And it's also part of your life with regards to being a pastor and writing books and different things regarding religion. Share that information with the folks as well.
So I want to make it clear, I'm not a pastor. I'm ordained in the ministry, but my ordination is more missions and evangelism and as an apostle. An apostle is literally starting new works. So I've never pastored a church, although I do feel like I pastor my patients. But when I went to that senior year, when I knew that I was called to the mission field, I was very vague and didn't really understand what that meant. But that summer is when I found myself going to Costa Rica for the first time. After going to Costa Rica is when I knew that I was to attend Bible school. So I moved to Oklahoma to attend Bible school. And then after Bible school, I felt like the Lord finally said, okay, now it's time to go into medicine. And Randy, you know the story of Abraham offering up his son Isaac, and the Lord gave it back. In so many ways, I had to offer that Isaac up, which was medical school, and then the Lord to give it back to me. And Randy, in so many ways, right now, I feel like I'm offering that same Isaac up again, because as I run for the Senate seat, I am stepping away from medicine, which is something I desired to do ever since I was a young child. But again, laying it on the line, because this is what the Lord has called me to do right now.
Well, and it's amazing because you've built a very successful practice down in your area of Michigan down there. Share with the folks what you were compelled to do when you started your practice, how you wanted to serve folks that were perhaps underinsured or no insurance at all. Explain that process to people.
So I have both a traditional medical practice that I own called Rapha Medical Center. Rapha, the word Rapha literally means the Lord our healer. But when all the insurances tanked is when I actually also opened up a free clinic. So I run simultaneously a free clinic the second Saturday of every month named Herbie Clinic. And the acronym for Herbie was after missionary friend that had died several years ago, right before we opened up Herbie. But the acronym is Healthcare and Evangelism, Reaching Beyond, Including Everyone. So my practice is very much a ministry. I have lay counselors here in my office to share with patients, to pray with patients. And my whole philosophy of practice is we are triune beings. We are emotional, we are physical, and we are spiritual beings. And if I just take care of your physical being, I've missed two-thirds of who you are. So I offer prayer for every patient. There's ministers here in the office to further counsel and to pray and to minister to patients if that need arises. And I understand that triune healthcare is taking care of all of it. Let me give you a simple example, Trucker. If you were to have a headache, a tension headache, I have to give you the best of medications, but it's a tension headache caused by a life experience right now that you're going through. I could give you the best of medicines, but unless we take care of that root cause analysis and bottom line problem, you're going to return next week with the same headache. So I look at the totality of who we are as triune beings created in the image of God.
Well, it's kind of interesting because as you've applied this mode of operandi in your medical profession, getting elected to be a U.S. senator representing the state of Michigan, you can take those same mode of operandi and apply it to the U.S. Senate.
In so many ways, Randy. Not only do I listen to my patients every day and advocate for them, that level of advocacy is going to serve me well in the Senate. Too many people also feel that they're not being listened to, and I hear them. Trekker, when we turned in our signatures on Monday, the little lady that was at the information booth, she'd been watching me. I'm going to call her up by her first name, Sherelle. She'd been watching me. And she said, oh, she's involved in the foster care system. Well, I didn't have time to talk to her then. But when I came out, I said, so Sherelle, tell me, in what way are you involved in the foster care system? Well, she'd raised some foster care children. And she said, I take care of them, but nobody's hearing my voice. I looked at her and said, Sherelle, your voice has just been heard, honey. She cried. I wiped her tears. She hugged me. We prayed together. But Trucker, I listen. And we can't fix the problem unless we understand the problem. We can't understand the problem unless we're listening.
Well, you know, and so many people want politicians to hear them. I was at an event with the Calhoun County Republican Party this week down in Battle Creek. And, you know, they're yelling and screaming that nobody's listening in Lansing. You know, nobody's listening to what we, the people, want. And all these crazy bills and laws and everything that they passed at the state level, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed into law. And, you know, I felt compelled, you know, being an outsider, but I'm hearing the same thing here in Antrim County. And every single county I go to for these events and different things that we're preparing to do this spring, and it's like, have you guys talked to Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for the U.S. Senate? And the guy stood up and he said, yeah, as a matter of fact, we're doing a Tea Party event with her. I think, April 6th or 7th or whatever the date is. And he wanted my cards, these 9/11/11 cards. And because I brought like 3,000 of them with me. And he said, man, I'd love to have some of those for this Tea Party event that she's coming for. And I literally picked up a full brick of them that are wrapped. And I softly air tossed him to the guy, and thank God he was able to catch him. But he said, man, this is the kind of information we need. And she's going to actually be there to take questions and interact with us. None of these other candidates are even showing up in Calhoun County.
You know, Trucker, that was last night's event. The April 6th and 7th event is a Faith, Family, and Freedom.
Oh, that's right,
conference.
Right.
But that Tea Party, that Tea Party was last night, and Hal had me, and it was a great experience. And there was a bishop there from the Battle Creek area, and Bishop said, you are the best politician I've ever heard. You're common sense, you're listening, and you're talking to us. You're not talking just empty head points. And that is who I am. Randy, listening to my patient, I can't reach a good diagnosis unless I listen to my patient. Okay, I listen to my patient, we come up with a diagnosis, then together we come up with a treatment plan. The skill set that I have as a physician is going to be phenomenal in Senate and hearing the people. Not only are we intentionally being censored on the public platforms as we are, but people are about their own agenda, not the we the people. And I am going to be that candidate that will serve we the people just as I have served my patients for 24 years.
Well, I want folks to go to your website. It's Doc, D-O-C, Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y. 2024.com, DocSherry2024.com. She has the ability there for you to volunteer, to donate, to check out her events. And Sherry,
Trucker,
thank
two
you.
Things.
No,
two.
We, you know what? Can you hold on for one?
Yes, I can.
Break. Okay, let's do this. We want to finish this on the other side. I'm Trucker Randy. She's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. We'll be right back.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, Call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody, welcome back. Final break of today's show. And Sherry, I apologize. Those heartbreaks come up on us and we have to go. But I wanted you to stay over and talk about the upcoming event you have and also the Trump rally that's coming to Michigan.
Yes, yeah, so the Trump rally. Trump is going to be in Grand Rapids on Tuesday. There's a faithful patriot, Lance Griffin, said, we need to have everybody in Doc's red T-shirts and show front and center. Trucker, the grassroots are not for Mike Rogers, and they want to come out strong for me. So Tuesday in Grand Rapids, this Tuesday, Grand Rapids, Trump is going to be there. Show up in the T-shirts, and if you need a Doc's red T-shirt, we're going to have them there online. Also, next weekend, April 6th and 7th, Faith, Family, and Medical Freedom Weekend. We've got some world-renowned speakers, Robert Malone, Dr. Urso, Margaret Byfield's coming from Washington, D.C., and talking about the Sovereignty Coalition and the NAC. But these are world leaders, Father Frank Pavone, Israel Wayne, Ron Armstrong with Stand Up Michigan. But the lectures are avoiding the WHO, the World Health Organization, protecting our medical freedom, when two right is wrong, our food supply at risk, COVID legislation failure and solution, so we never, that doesn't ever happen again. And then would please someone follow the science, the assault on our children, the assault on our land and liberty. You cannot afford to miss this. This is world-renowned speakers coming April 6th and 7th. Check it out on my website. The first on the 6th is going to be in Detroit. On the 7th is going to be in the Grand Rapids area. You don't want to miss it.
Excellent. And also, this Easter Sunday marks the end of the month of March and also the first quarter for your quarterly filings. If people are willing or able to go to your website, DocSherry2024.com, and make a donation, whatever they can afford, you really need to crank the donations here over the next couple of days.
Absolutely, Trucker. The end of the quarter, that's when our FEC reporting is public and everybody's looking at that. And some of the donors are wanting to know, how are we doing? What are our following? What is our dollars? Of course, we're never going to outspend Mr. Rogers, but we need to show the grassroots support. So anything from $5 on, you know, the max that you can give during that is $3,300 per primary and $3,300 per general per person. But guys, we definitely need that. If you don't want Rogers in office, you want me in, please go to my website.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you, and I'm going to send you the link to this podcast. Maybe you can throw it on your website and put it out there on social media for folks to hear your testimony and to hear everything that's going on in the campaign. And greatly appreciate you sharing that with us today on today's show.
Thank you, Trucker. Have a blessed Resurrection Day, and to all of our listeners, he is indeed risen.
You as well. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Well, that's it. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, again, the website, folks, Doc, D-O-C, Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, 2024.com is the website. And Vicki is going to make a donation to her campaign on her website this afternoon. We'd love for you guys to match her $50 donation and get the word out. Share the link, share the website, DrSherry2024.com with your friends starting today, tomorrow, Saturday, Easter Sunday. And let's see if we can donate some money to her campaign to get those quarterly reports filed and send a message. And especially if you're going to be in Grand Rapids on Tuesday, get there early to the Trump rally. She'll have T-shirts for you guys, and you can be pushing your way right to the front. Would love to see the first couple rows with her red Doc Sherry T-shirts for Mr. Trump to look at and maybe reconsider that endorsement for Mike Rogers. I know it's too late. The horse is out of the barn, but I think he got some really bad advice on that endorsement, and I think the grassroots are going to let him know come the August 6th primary. So greatly appreciate that. Also want to remind you, too, this weekend, we are coming up on the deadline for the last crash course, Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution class I'll be teaching in Traverse City, Saturday, April 13th. I checked the supply chain, and it looks like this coming Wednesday, possibly Thursday, is going to be the last day for us to be able to get your books, your guides, your Michigan State Constitution. So if you can think about it here at the end of the month, many of you on fixed incomes, Social Security checks come on Monday, the 1st of April, you might be able to still get in. Text me the word class TC, class TC. I'll send you the flyer and the link directly to the website, acconservatives.org. You can go online and donate $59. That is the cost of the class for Traverse City. It's the last class that I'm going to be able to teach here in northern Michigan before the August 6th primary. And if you're thinking about running for political office, you're thinking about running for county commissioner, but you're like, man, I just don't know if I know enough about how things are done. I don't know how the meetings are run. I don't know anything about Robert's Rules of Order. Well, this is your last opportunity. And it also comes 10 days before the April 23rd filing deadline. So come to the class, spend $59, 4 hours, 9:30 to 1:30 on Saturday, April 13th in Traverse City. Learn how meetings are supposed to run, and maybe that'll give you enough comfort, enough education to actually file then before the April 23rd at 3 o'clock p.m. deadline. And consider doing that. Pray about it. Think about it. But the deadline, like I said, will be coming up this Wednesday, the 3rd, or Thursday, the 4th. And we greatly appreciate you guys being part of this show today, this Holy Good Friday. Now we head back to the music. The memories caused by the 60s, 70s Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a blessed weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. I'll come out and do a free home inspection. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you.